This is Kathy and Barb, hosts of the Two Boomer Babes Radio Hour. Today, we bring you one of our favorite conversations. To hear the full show and more anytime, visit twoboomerbabes.com. Just turn on the television and we're bombarded with ads touting a gazillion pills for erectile dysfunction. We babes have seen those ads so many times, we can practically recite them verbatim.
So what about equal time for women's sexual health issues as we grow older? For example, a common problem after menopause is painful sex. Some women seem reluctant to go there, even with their doctors. As a result, they suffer in silence. Joining us to get this topic out in the open is Dr. Susan Kellogg-Spott, a sexual health expert and OBGYN professor at Drexel University in Philadelphia. So, doctor, how common is painful sex after menopause?
Well, actually, it's much more common than you'd anticipate. About 20 to 45% of midlife women say that they're having difficulty with dryness, burning, itching, or just frank pain with intercourse, either with penetration or further into the intercourse act, so that it becomes actually prohibitive and they can't have to stop having intercourse altogether.
So what do you do? Are there any treatments for this?
Great. Well, you know what? There's so many treatments. And that's probably what's really frustrating. About when we talk about the changes associated with something called vulvovaginal atrophy, or newly renamed genitourinary syndrome of menopause. And that's simply fancy words that talk about the changes in the tissue and the glands and the moisture in the genital tissues of women after menopause. When we talk about those, 4 of 10 suffer with these symptoms and have never had a discussion with their healthcare provider. And 62% of women in surveys, when told about the symptoms of the genital symptoms of menopause, say, "Oh, I didn't know those had to do with menopause. I thought I had a yeast infection or something." They didn't know what's going on. And now there's another option, you've probably seen it on the media, called Oxyna, that is a non-estrogen, that a pill a woman takes every day, a non-estrogen, but actually addresses these tissues and brings them, revitalizes them, making them moist and comfortable again. So there's so many options.
So KY jelly doesn't cut it anymore?
Barbara!
You know what? For some people, KY jelly is just the ticket for those early days of menopause or the perimenopause, that 45th birthday or that 46th birthday. But, you know, the further a woman goes into the menopause, maybe by her 54th or 55th birthday, lubricants and moisturizers aren't always enough. They just, no matter how much they put on, they're still burning or itching or feeling really raw afterwards.
You also talk about that some of these treatments contain hormones. So what are the side effects of those?
I think we've established the fact that genital tissues really have an affinity or a liking for at least a little bit of estrogen in the tissues to make them moist and elastic. And some of the tissues actually have testosterone receptors as well, interestingly. But when they don't have them, they feel, again, much more dry and uncomfortable. So in terms of risks, there's any risk any time a woman takes a hormone of any sort that she should talk over with her own doctor. But to minimize risk, one would use local applied estrogen in some form rather than systemic. And then to minimize risk even more, maybe she'd like to take a non-estrogen solution like Oxyna, where she has no exposure to estrogen at all, but that the tissues respond as though they have estrogen.
Well, doctor, what is the upside of this non-estrogen treatment?
Well, the upside is that, again, it binds to the tissues like the vagina and vulva and clitoris and labia and things that are very sexually sensitive and, let's be frank, feel good when they're functioning properly. And it binds to those areas, making the areas revitalized, thick, moist, supplying the pH of the vagina into a proper range so the woman feels more comfortable without the risk of the attendant risk of going on estrogen products.
So wouldn't it be
pretty revolutionary? It's only been out for just a little over a year, and it's pretty revolutionary, actually.
Oh, terrific.
And then finally, doctor, you say that the old adage, use it or lose it, you know, also applies to sex. So are you saying that basically the more sex we have, the less painful it will eventually become?
Well, if you think about any other muscle system or skin system in your body, if you work it out, if you work out your thighs or if you work out your shoulders or if you moisturize your face every day, it's going to stay more useful and more functional. Any of those systems will stay more useful and functional as you age. The vagina, vulva, pelvic floor muscles, no different at all. The more that they're exercised, used for pleasure, moisturized with either a non-estrogen or estrogen or the Osfina product, any of those things, if you keep the skin and the muscles in good shape, they will reward you by staying comfortable and, let's just face it, sexy as a woman ages. So I'm saying, yes, the more comfortable a woman has sex and the more regularly she has sex as she ages, the longer her genital area will stay functional.
Well, I say this kind of exercise sounds a lot more fun than going to the gym.
Indeed.
I guess more than our birthdays and anniversaries, right?
Yeah, more than twice a year. Yeah, maybe three of it's his birthday, too. And sometimes you just have to make up your mind. You know, and going to the gym, I don't love going to the gym every day, but sometimes I just make up my mind that I need to get there for my overall well-being. Sometimes women need to make up their mind that they need to kind of get in that sexual game, initiate sex play, or at least respond positively when someone else initiates it, even if you don't exactly feel like it at the beginning. By the end of the scenario, as long as sex isn't uncomfortable, most women say, I'm really glad I did that. We should do that more often. I feel so much more connected with my partner, and I feel good about me, and I'm not ready to retire from sex yet. I'm just not. I'm still young, fit, and healthy, and I'm going to do this. Here's your pep talk for the day.
Great advice. Sexual health expert Dr. Susan Kellogg-Spott, thanks so much for bringing clarity to this issue.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
Check out this story and listen to the Two Boomer Babes Radio Hour anytime
at twoboomerbabes.com.
Support comes from Accent on Travel, Rehoboth Beach, with a Viking Rhine River cruise with us, the Two Boomer Babes. For questions and reservations, 302-703-6154.